The training you are about to receive has been over 20 years in the making. I'm Al Lewis, Jr., and I'm the founder and the executive director of Covenant Prison Ministries. I'm also an ex-offender. When I was released from prison in March of 1980, the church was noticeably absent. There were a few Bible studies in prison, but I felt alone and isolated at first when I was released from prison. Over the years, I have discovered that the church wants to help, but they don't know how. I was honored to have served the body of Christ through prison fellowship ministries in the early 1980s. Chuck Colson hired me as the North Carolina State Director for Prison Fellowship. And it was while working for Prison Fellowship that God gave me my life's vision to exhort and equip the church to do its ministry to the least of these, especially prisoners, ex-prisoners, and their families. When we recruited our board of directors and started CPM in 1985, our vision was and always has been not to be sent by the church to the prisons, but to say to the church, come, go with me. Come, go with us. We spoke in churches, recruited volunteers. We had successes and failures in building a volunteer force. In 1987, we began in earnest to develop training materials to equip you to be more effective in your calling to serve in the body of Christ. Just about all these do's and don'ts have as their source a real-life circumstance or incident behind them. I urge you, pay close attention to these principles. Keep them and review them from time to time. They are designed for your benefit. It's an awesome thing to be a disciple of the living God, called to serve in His body in this earth. Matthew 25 says, when you minister to the least of these, you are ministering to Jesus. I do not know the real ratio of competing athletes actually chosen for the NBA, the NFL, the AFL, the NHL, or other professional sports venues. But what if it is 1 in 10,000? Wow. If you were 1 in 10,000 chosen to serve God in these last days in His kingdom work, if the King of Kings and Lord of Lords chose you, you need to be in awe and humbled. He looked at 10,000 and chose you. I hope you aspire to be all that you can be for Christ Jesus. I hope that you desire to do all things in an excellent manner, bringing honor and glory to God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. And I hope you want to do your ministry and live your life decently and in order, in freedom and victory. This volunteer certification process, if taken seriously, can effectively help you do your ministry, but it will also bring you closer to God because He loves obedience and He honors faithfulness. We have volunteers that have been with us for 10, 15, and 20 years. God is in this ministry. He loves you and we love you. We're always available to you. You have access to all of our staff. You have access to all of our volunteer leaders. My cell phone gives you access to me, 704-400-4560. Our calling is to help you in your calling and to help you become all you can be in His kingdom as you draw nigh to Him and as you know Him. We pray for you, and I ask you to pray for us. Now, get ready with your pen and blank paper for notes. You can stop and go with this teaching at your convenience. I want you to follow along with your outline. I hope you've been to our website and clicked on the home page, of course, clicked on training materials, and then look for do's and don'ts. And print out the outline and also print out the test that is available. It's an open book test, fill in the blanks, and it's a test that really is designed to be a learning experience for you to help you with your understanding and to answer all of your questions. Now, after you have finished, I just want to put a footnote in here. We want you to go back to the website and read about Joe X Offender and see what he went through and about Susan, his wife. Now, have you got your outline? Have you printed out your open book test? I am on page 1 of 8 pages. Do you have it? Look to the left-hand side, and it says contents, ABC, do's and don'ts of inmate and ex-offender ministry, do's and don'ts, inmate ministry, do's and don'ts, ex-offender ministries. Do not skip any of them. You need all of these, but we divided them that way simply to help your understanding. Now, I want you to see the appendix on page 8, so if you will, go there first. The reason we wanted to start with this is just to reinforce our volunteer training process. Everyone has participated in our volunteer training process. We want all of our volunteers, regardless of their past experience, to be able to know who we are, how we operate. And we also want you to know that we have experienced volunteers that can come along beside you and share what they have learned with the newer volunteers. All of us will be able to understand the whole picture and work together better. In the world of prisons, jails, and ex-offenders, there's a very different cultural experience that a lot of people in the church pews have not experienced. The mindset and life issues of inmates can be really foreign to those who have not actually been to prison. That's why God can use people that have come out of prison, but He really uses you people that have never been to prison, that have never drank alcohol to the excess, never done drugs, illegal drugs, been addicted. Believe me, I would rather have your testimony than my testimony. It is my desire that my son Matthew have your testimony and not my testimony. So don't think you have to have gone to prison to be very powerful and effective in this kind of ministry. We ex-offenders need you to come along beside us. If good people expect bad people to change, then good people must come along beside them. Because we're working among the criminal element, there are certain security precautions that always must be observed if you're working within an institution. But it's not just about protecting us. It's about us being able to effectively work with the population that is locked up, but also with those that are in charge, with the staff. For instance, we never call a prison guard a guard. He or she is an officer representing the law, representing society, doing a job of housing those that have been committed because of crimes. To be effective and working with this population and with them when they come out of prison, you need to actually have experienced people that have done this work to come along beside you and to help you. And at Covenant Prison Ministry, we have a lot of experienced volunteers ready and willing to come along beside you. And we have an orderly process called the volunteer certification training process. And I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Because we live in a active legal society and that we're working in the criminal justice arena, there's certain documents that have to be signed. They have to be understood to be able to best serve these folks, these least of these, and to protect everyone involved. Actually, it'd be downright irresponsible to let volunteers loose without training, understanding, and having standards of commitment. I've made a pledge. I made this pledge in 1985 before I ever started ministering inside the prisons. I made this pledge to the staff. And then when I was inside and starting our programs that we now have in 18 prisons in North and South Carolina, we have weekly groups in three counties, Mecklenburg and Union and Cabarrus County, that meet on a weekly basis. And I've always made this pledge that I will bring to the least of these the very best that the church has to offer, with standards of morality, with desires to do all things in an excellent manner to bring honor and glory to God. Because most of all, we are called to excellence as stewards of the Lord's work. So there you have your introduction. Wanted you to understand why training is necessary. Wanted you to understand that everybody participates. And now I want you to understand the process, the training steps. 1 through 8, you will attend a mentor training event. Usually that's a Friday night, Saturday morning kind of an event. Sometimes it may be just on a Saturday. You'll fill out a mentor team application and legal release forms. And once you've determined that this is what God wants you to do, after having this initial training event, then you will submit a copy of your driver's license and or other ID, and complete the background check form. This background check is absolutely necessary because we have to know who you are, and we have to know if you have a record before we turn you loose working with people that have records. And you probably ought to know by now that if you have a record, that can be a plus in this ministry. But it just means we got to know who you are, and we want you to get to know who we are. And a background check will be performed on everyone. And then we have this Monday night dinner fellowship that we do with, it's actually an outreach of the Restoration House Ministries. And we meet there for a free Monday night dinner. Ex-offenders, volunteers, families, partner ministries with Covenant Prison Ministries, officers of the law. It is the body of Christ meeting. That way we get to know you, you get to know us. And then we have some teachings on Thursday nights at the Restoration House with the men. There's usually 8 to 10 men that are at the house going through their 6-month program. And this is just a really good way to gradually get involved, meet somebody, get matched up for discipleship, however the Lord leads you. And Lee Little is your contact person, and you see his telephone number. And now, number 5 is where I am, and that's where we are on this CD. You will attend a live do's and don'ts training session, or you can listen to this CD training with a handout. Go to our website and you can get the outline. Go to the home page, click on training, and then click on the do's and don'ts training materials. And then also you want to download and print the test. Now, when you've got that done, you can take the CD and actually sit down and start working through it at your leisure, a piece at a time. When you're done with it and you filled in the blanks on the test, then you'll meet with an experienced volunteer. Now, why do we do that? Because we want to just make sure that you understand this training, and we want to make sure that we answer all of your questions. Now, at this point, number six, you will obtain a letter of recommendation from your pastor or a Second Chance Reentry Network partner or from somebody in your church that might be the lead person for your prison and jail ministry. Sometimes you can't get a letter of recommendation from your pastor, but someone in position of leadership at your church will have to give you a letter of recommendation. And then, as we told you in the training, there's specialized training for discipleship. There's specialized training for goal setting and accountability to help these ex-offenders accomplish their written goals. And then there's specific training for substance abuse. There's training that's available for financial management and teaching people how to budget and things like that. So there's specialized trainings for specific volunteer roles that you feel like God wants you to get involved in. And some of that just may be task things like taking somebody on a job interview, picking up somebody at the halfway house after they've been there for 3 months, they get ready to go get a job. Sometimes they need transportation to that job in the mornings or a pickup in the afternoon for the first couple of weeks until they can get somebody to take them. Sometimes they just need a ride to the highway patrol to get a picture ID or something like that, or a ride to their first probation meeting. There's all kinds of task things that you can do. And then last but not least, we like to recognize our volunteers, and you will receive a volunteer certificate and to award your achievement of becoming a certified volunteer for Covenant Prison Ministries operating in the Second Chance Reentry Network. And so now you know why we are doing the training, why the training is necessary, and I hope that you have downloaded your outline and that you've downloaded your test. I'm on page one of the outline, and we're going to take a look next on CD track two. That'll be my voice again. As the executive director of Covenant Prison Ministries, and we'll be going over Section A. And Section A, once you hear me, then you're going to hear on Track 3 a presentation by Reverend Dom Dwardy, the Restoration House Ministry. And then you're going to hear a section by an ex-offender, Scott O'Neill. And then there's going to be other experienced volunteers on the rest of these CD tracks to take you through this material. And so I would like for you to, you can stop this thing now if you want to and start on this training at another time. That's totally up to you. But CD track number one is now completed. And I'm praying for you, and I ask you to pray for me. Thank you, and God bless you.